They got to do it bend over.
I divorce you. JP, he always puts in just one of those little sassy note or two, so you know it's him. He's in a little sassy hop here and there.
JP, play that like you always play it. Why don't ever play it like I always play it?
I guess it's what makes it interesting. Well, I thought you would enjoy that smart aleck little hop.
That's where I find him when he's in jam sessions. You know, there's a different one here and there. I don't look from left to right. I just walk down. And then when I hear this fiddle coming out, I don't know which fiddle to go to. Sounds different, you know, from the rest of them.
But it ain't Twinkle Twinkle
Little
Star.
No, it's not that one.
Was you recording that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord and mercy, that wasn't playing it well. Little Star.
I'll play it well.
I don't know if I can.
Has your way. It's too good. No, I don't want it.
I think of what it really was How did that...
I kept waiting for him to hit that part out of the line and never did think of it. That was what I
meant. Oh. He didn't go up for that.
No. It wasn't that way. I mean, when it was the way it was playing, it was the way it was when it hurt like it was before it got like it is. I didn't know it was on the right place.
Why don't you just quit worrying about the tape recorder and
I'll put it down on the floor and you'll forget it.
Can you put it on the front porch and sneak it back in your ears?
I tell you what I've done is I've listened through the tape, edited them, and on new money I didn't get started with the first of the song. If you feel like playing new money.
Start that again.
got out of it, don't you?
See how much better it is to take when he doesn't know what's going on all right the other time.
He always just satisfied with the way it's been.
The thing that what we were leaving was the...
And I don't know if it was one of those.
See, I used to close it. It's a pretty thing.
I tell you, I don't believe this is my day for knowing how to follow a fiddle.
I think they're kind of out of it, a fiddle. Let's cross key the fiddle.
Oh, do new money first. She's wanting to hear that.
See, diddle do, see. God, it's hot in here. That's cotton patch. But the minute. Maybe they'll bear with me here.
Talk to her mom, okay?
Then
we'll just get the...
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, you better save your tape.
Yeah.
Thank you. pulling out the bottle in your hand.
Play something your daddy play.
That was one of them right there. This side. You don't hear that opened as much. I mean, that was an old way. I mean, opening that the strings. We played the Dusty Miller the other day, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of something.
I don't remember if we played Dusty Miller or not. Yes, we did,
yeah,
because I remember talking about the flowers. See, some of the things that's on the record that he never plays anymore, like Swing Down Yonder to the Calico.
Let's do it. Boy, I don't know.
What is the verse?
Well, it everybody thinks it's a body song, but it ain't. It just sounds like it. Granny, will you dog bite? Dog bite. Dog bite. Granny, will you dog bite? No child, no. Granny, will you dog bite? Dog bite. Dog bite. Johnny cut his biter off a long time ago. It's crazy.
Thank you.
up the river, boating down the river, boating up Sandy. That was one of the tunes. I never did prank with it much. I tried a little, didn't really like it, but I kind of wished I'd have learned it a little more. It was one of what the fiddler would sing with the tune. Mm-hmm. It's kind of quaint. Now we're, see. Gallinipper. I reckon. Gallinipper.
I was thinking of the galley on a ship.
I don't know about that, but it was a. I said, Bobby, what in the world is a gallinipper? He said, it's a big mosquito. And that was them big mosquitoes, you know. Did you see you going around? It's gallinippers. But until I was playing it, and said she kept relating it to a piece of music that was written like a concerto or something. And she said she thought maybe that that might have given rise to that tune. I said, I did. I don't know anything about it. I mean, but it's strange.
It's funny. There was somebody here who was listening to my room.
Were lonesome for that sound and wanted to create it because it's part of your yearnings for home. And
yeah, but the thing that is where it came from, it was an Indian
That is a quaint way of playing that. We gotta get straightened out. We're not together. I might be too.
Retreat.
You're going too high.
Get back on this.
You're too high. Funny about them. I know I used to have perfect pitch, still close. I can almost, you know, when they're hitting that ball, then
you're not perfect pitch on here, I'll tell you.
No.
You're wiggling around on here when you talk.
Well, you ain't got it yet.
Well, it's according to here it is.
Well, maybe hit the other strings with
well,
it.
Well, see, that's why I thought. Should have went back over it and made the other rest. You know, you could go back over it and make sure about
it. Well, that's harder than the cross kid. You have to stay pretty well on it, or it sounds awful. This is a play party tune or a dance tune for children, really. Just in the same tune, and it's where the fiddler is fiddling, called the Clucking Hen. Again.
You just tell me quit.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, it's just so happy.
I'm going to play a fiddle tune called Dry and Dusty. And this tune originally was played with Bonaparte's Retreat. It was a charge. I don't know, I think maybe that the name probably got changed during the Dust Bowl out west. Dry and Dusty. I gotta listen to this back. I might break
and
on
you played thing. That in D, didn't you?
Yeah, it's still all of that is. Now you're limited when you're playing in a cross key.
You're limited if you're trying to play Clucking Hen, tackling Clucking Hen.
Clucking Hen.
That's on your album. It was one of the first things I tried to play in 1977 and 78 when I was so beautiful. Tried to play that over and over, never realizing you were in tuning. You ought to try to play that when you can't play anyway. You talk about putting up little barriers there.
did that come from?
I learned it really from Benny Thomason, but that is my own, version. And then I learned the melody from him.
Mm-hmm. We're still in deep.
Yeah, and that is supposed to be a Texas waltz. We all know you knew that or not.
Well,
according to Benny now, and I figure that he's probably been a sage on it. I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no.
And I heard something about that being Canadian or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's Canadian people that played it that I heard or something.
We put them up there. Thank you. I want to say that again. And I did understand that you were giving them to me to keep. You're not loading them. I'm going to bring your paper.
I have another album of Buddy on the left hand. Hit D or hit something. Do something that I just ain't with it somewhere. Yeah. Sometimes it's
well,
mood.
Being
I mean,
a fiddler yourself, you know, sometimes you're not really nothing really.
Now listen. might just put these on here a little bit, because someday I'll put this tune together. This is part of Maysville.
Oh, let's hear part of Maysville.
Pitch on E or A or D.
Place to end.